sir, where are we?
I don't know. I wasn't aware that there were any habitable places in this region of space.
Well, we're not on Earth, then.
No, no, although the architecture looks to be designed for humans.
And they've not finished building it yet. I wonder who's in charge of all these robots.
Well, maybe the robots are in charge of themselves. Don't jump to conclusions.
Oh, well, all right, then. Let's ask them. Oi, mate!
They might not be speech-equipped, Lucy.
Hello? Oh, that's encouraging.
What do you mean? No, no, no.
Inappropriate area.
No, it thinks we're trespassing.
Well, we probably are, to be fair.
Dangerous.
Do you need us to put on hard hats or something? Will that make it all right?
Return to house.
What house?
Ah, oh, is it just me or is it really bright in here?
I think it's just you. It seems rather dim to me.
Oh.
You're right.
No, I feel sort of unsteady on my feet.
Go to house.
Yes, you said. Which way is house?
Whoa. What was that?
Instability.
You may have an issue with your foundations.
Instability.
Doctor, look out!
The walls are collapsing.
Go to house.
Yes, it sounds great. Can you show us the way?
Follow.
Maybe a bit faster, mate, yeah?
Lucy, are you all right?
What's that noise?
What noise?
Like static. It's in my eyes now. I can't see.
Lucy, what's wrong?
Doctor, where are you?
I'm here. Lucy, grab my hand.
Doctor, help me. Help!
Yes, what is it?
I have two pieces of bad news, sir.
Very well.
Firstly, the new extension to the south wing has collapsed.
What?
The survey did register a 31% possibility the ground would be unsuitable.
Yes, I know.
We appear to have hit a cave system with a thin outer crust. The whole structure has fallen into the caves. We've lost 15 navvies.
Is any of the structure salvageable?
No.
Well, it's a setback, nothing more. Focus on the expansion of the East Wing. I shall revise the plans accordingly. What's the other piece of bad news?
Your wife is coming up to see you, sir.
She hasn't made an appointment?
She thinks she doesn't need one.
Oh, she's mistaken in that, very much mistaken. I suppose it's too late to stop her?
She'll be with you presently.
Yes, here she comes. Thank you, Alana.
It's just me.
To what do I owe the pleasure, Evangeline?
It's going to be a quite splendid evening, Darius.
You interrupted me just to tell me that.
I thought you might like to take a few hours off and join us.
I haven't time.
You haven't time for anything except your plans.
And now I need to revise them. The South Wing extension has just collapsed.
Oh, no.
Yes, I shall have to work through the night.
Oh, you always work through the night.
Construction cannot fall behind. People are depending on me, my dear.
People would like to see you once in a while.
I'm an old man with nothing to talk about except the extension plans. Tell them I'm going to include a new, larger banqueting hall in the East Wing.
They'll be thrilled. Mm.
What? What a noise.
It's all right, Lucy. We seem to be safe now.
How did we get here?
I don't entirely remember. I think I helped you to get out. How do you feel?
Fuzzy. You know, it was like my head was filling with static.
Yeah, I felt it too. But whereas it caused you to black out, I managed to struggle through it.
Oh, well, aren't you the clever one? Wait, there's static on all those screens.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Why do they have, like, 12, 13... 14 broken tellies on the wall, especially when everything else looks like some kind of costume drama.
Just like every stately home you've ever seen, but also none.
I wonder who the lady is in that portrait.
I'm the estate manager. My name is Alana Kelly.
Estate?
Yes, the day-to-day running of the house is all down to me. I was not expecting visitors.
Well, we weren't expecting to visit.
Oh, so those were your robots?
You mean the navvies?
If that's what you call them.
I find it suspicious that you appeared in the new South Wing extension at the moment of its collapse.
Yeah, but I mean, we didn't do it.
Who are you and what are you doing here?
We are part of a survey team from Earth.
Yep, that's us.
Then you'll be wondering why we've been out of contact all these years.
Oh, yes, we certainly have, haven't we? What's the story there, then?
The static weakens any signals. Long-range communication is impossible. Where is your ship?
Our ship was damaged. We came down in an escape pod.
Then you can't take us away.
Well, still, we'll do what we can to help.
Wait, how near the house did your pod land?
Quite near.
But even a short distance from the house, you'd never have got here alive.
Why not?
Nothing can survive outside the house.
Oh. Berrigan. You're still in your pyjamas.
I'm aware of that, Mother.
Well, you can't come to dinner dressed like that, can you?
No, I can't. What a pity. I shall miss the whole thing.
Oh, you're more like your father than either of you will admit.
I'm not coming to dinner. I'm not going anywhere.
Berrigan, if you refuse to fulfill the obligations of your station, I shall consider sending you down to work below stairs.
Fine. Maybe I'd get to see Monica down there.
Not in the fields. In the mines.
Papa would never allow it.
I don't tell him everything. Now, please, dear, put on your suit. There'll be nice young ladies there.
It's quite obvious your pod crashed into the house and caused the collapse of the extension.
Oh, no. It just collapsed all by itself.
You expect me to believe that?
All right. The pod crashed into the house. We're very sorry. It was an accident. Now, can you help us get it back?
No.
Come on, please. We really do need it.
I can't help you. Sorry. Everything that was in there has fallen into the caves.
What?
Are you sure?
I sent navvies to check. The foundation's collapsed. It's all gone.
Fine. We'll go into the caves ourselves.
I told you, nothing can survive outside the house.
Why not?
Look through the window.
What window?
Any window.
Lucy, these aren't screens.
Oh, so then all that static, that's what's actually outside the house?
Exactly.
What is this place?
Our founder named the planet Horton's Orb. The house is the only settlement. There's no other life, nothing. Just the endless howling static. First the static drowns the senses, then it sends you mad.
And then?
We don't know. The bodies are always lost.
How big is this house?
At present, 5.7 miles from east to west, 3.1 miles from north to south.
But you're building more.
We're always building more. I shan't tell the master of the house that you caused the collapse of the new south wing.
Thank you, Alana.
But if you're to stay here, you'll need to make yourself useful.
Useful how?
We always have vacancies below stairs.
Great.
Alana, are these the newcomers?
Yes. Mrs. Horton here is the lady of the house.
Charmed to meet you. Lucy, curtsy.
What? You picking curtsy? I don't know how.
I'm the doctor, and my charming young companion is Miss Lucy Miller.
Survivors of a survey team, ma'am. I was about to take them below stairs.
Both of them?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. We can't send a young lady with such fine bone structure below stairs. That would never do.
Cheers.
And there are altogether too few eligible ladies on the upper floors these days.
Eligible?
Why, yes. Sons are always more welcome than daughters, but it means there are too few women to go around.
Well, I've only been here 20 minutes and you're already marrying me off.
Nobody will force you to marry. This isn't one of those colonies. I'm simply saying there are opportunities.
But what about me?
No, we really don't need you upstairs, I'm afraid. Miss Miller, I think this room is free if you'd like to take it.
Whoa, this room is huge.
Make yourself at home. Alana, come with me. We are short of chairs.
Yes, ma'am. Doctor?
I'd like to speak to the doctor for a moment.
Send him to Alana's office when you're done. Come along.
Look. Look, there's another portrait of that woman.
I've seen five so far. Every room, every hallway.
Should I go to this dinner?
Yes. Try to find out more about how this place works and how we can get the TARDIS back.
It's weird, isn't it?
Very. Hierarchical household inside, deadly static outside.
We're not going to be stuck here, are we?
Lucy, I've been travelling the universe for centuries, and I've never been stuck anywhere yet. Well, not for more than a few hundred years, anyway.
You must be Lucy.
Yes.
How marvellous. I'm Frances. Mama, Mrs. Horton, told me to bring you a dress to wear tonight. Do you like it?
Are you sure it'll fit?
Oh, yes. Mama scanned your measurements when you spoke to her a moment ago.
I didn't even see her do that.
What are you doing here, sir?
I was just leaving.
Yes, I should think so. Lurking in a young lady's room, what will people say?
What will they say?
Away! Away! Lucy doesn't have long. We're expected in an hour.
Which floor, sir?
Hello, and you are?
Lowick, sir. Lift operator.
You need a lift operator?
Well, it wouldn't do to have the higher orders operating their own lifts, would it, sir?
They have robots to do the construction, but employ actual human beings to push buttons in the lifts.
Well, we all have to do something. Which floor, sir?
I'm looking for the estate manager's office.
Floor zero, then.
So, the house has 7 floors above ground and 9 floors beneath.
Are you new here?
Is that unusual?
Well, nobody new has come here since the second sleeper ship.
And it's always been like this. You've never left the house. You've never walked through a wood, never seen the sun or the stars.
Well, not since leaving Earth, sir, no. I overrated the outdoorses. I'll show you to the office.
How many of you live here?
Well, about 300 above stairs, about 8,000 below.
Well, that space up there is for 300 people.
Well, our quarters is very nice. I've no complaints. Better than what the miners and farmhands get.
What do they do above stairs?
They do what they will.
Surely on a colony in the midst of a deadly environment, every single one of you should be working for your survival. How can they justify living?
Thank you for showing him down here, Loic.
Oh, it's no trouble.
But you should not have left your lift unattended. People will be waiting to go down to dinner.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Kelly.
Was it necessary to speak to him like that?
You seem to wonder whether a lot of things we do are necessary.
I do, yes.
It's all necessary. You need to understand how this house works.
I do, yes. Show me.
These clothes you had on are peculiar. Is this the fashion where you're from?
I suppose.
Oh, looks more like the sort of thing you'd wear on the farms.
Oh, so are the farms inside the house?
Yes, everything's inside the house.
How do they get salt and water?
Well, it's all artificial. Run off the big fusion generator. Look, you're not going to be a bore and talk about farms all evening, are you?
What, a dinner? Oh, no, no. I'll probably just blether on about the first thing that comes into my head, as usual.
Oh, no. The gentleman won't like that.
Well, then the gentleman can lump it. How do I look?
Oh, my. Stunning.
Oh, don't be daft.
Oh, no, I'm serious. The gentlemen don't deserve you. I want to marry you myself. Oh, let's run away together.
All right, then.
There's just one flaw in the plan.
Oh?
The outside environment would kill us both instantly.
Yeah, better not, then.
Well, put on your makeup. I'll find a necklace that goes and we'll head down for cocktails.
This is what powers the house.
A fusion reactor.
We mine the fuel down on level minus 7.
And I suppose this also generates whatever shield protects the house from the static.
We have no shield. What protects us is order.
How?
This colony was established by Darius Horton, the head of our household. He quickly realized the only way to fight the chaos was order. He kept routines. When more colonists arrived, he gave them clear roles and a strict hierarchy. This is what worked. Some groups deviated from the system. The static got in and killed them.
And that developed into this?
Order is paramount. Everyone knows their place.
So, the upper classes, it's just arbitrary. They're at the top because someone has to be.
Yes.
That doesn't seem fair.
People have done much harder things in the name of survival.
Alana, if there was a way to get off this planet, would you take it?
I might.
Let me go and find my escape.
No. No, you'll die.
No, it didn't affect me as badly as Lucy. I stayed conscious.
That's unusual. But after a while, you would succumb.
I might be able to last long enough. At least, let me try.
Perhaps we could test this, and you could help me.
So, who are these people, Francis?
Thomas Wibraham, there. His father is Horticulture Minister in the Upper Chamber. Henry Naberly, there. He's the grandson of the pilot of the second wave settlers ship. Cole Galbraith. His father solved a murder once. I think he keeps hoping there'll be another one.
Do any of these young men do anything themselves?
Oh, no, I shouldn't think so. But some of them are quite amusing.
Oh, my dear Miss Miller, you look like an angel.
Yeah, right.
Don't be modest, Lucy. What else would you call it when such a radiant creature drops from the sky and into our...
That's enough, Frances.
Sorry, Mama.
Could you excuse us, Miss Miller? I have a tedious matter to discuss with my daughter.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to go to the loo anyway.
What are you doing?
I was telling her who the men in the room are.
Miss Miller is here for Berrigan.
Does he know that?
Of course not. He's still mooning pointlessly over that grease monkey.
I think he loves her, Mama.
Then he needs to stop. And Miss Miller is just the girl to stop him.
This section of the East Wing was completed quite recently. We use the navvies for construction.
Because robots aren't affected by the static.
They are, but if they're programmed correctly, they can build while effectively blind.
And they're not intelligent enough for the static to send them mad, either.
Accurate.
Sorry, no offense.
But one of my staff went missing here, an engineer called Monica. She was on her way to perform maintenance on the navvies building the next stage, but she never got there.
What do you think happened?
I think there's a leak. I think the static got in. There was nobody else here and we have no body.
It's a big house. You sure she's not hiding?
We can detect life signs anywhere in the house. She's not here.
So you want me to check for leaks?
Yes. I don't trust the navvies. If static is getting in, it could be affecting them. I haven't wanted to risk sending anyone else in there, but if you think you can do it...
I'll certainly try.
You should take a radio.
I'll take this chap, too.
Logical.
Oh, they've spelled my name wrong.
What?
On the play setting, look. They've spelled it L-U-C-Y. It should be L-U-C-I-E. And your name is Berrigan? Oh, you're Francis's brother.
My sister told me all about you.
Well, I've only known her about an hour.
She still had plenty to say.
Oh, well, it's very good to
look,
meet you.
Look, I'm sure you're nice, but it's obvious my mother's trying to make a match between us, and I can't get involved
whoa,
with...
Whoa, easy, Tiger. I'm just having dinner, that's all.
I'm sorry, it's just... She's just forbidden my marriage to someone else.
No. Why?
Because she's from below stairs.
How can you not say to hell with her and just do it anyway?
Oh, she'd cast me out.
What, into the static?
No, just below stairs.
Well, maybe you should go.
I've thought about it, believe me.
Yeah. Who cares about all this posh scoff and fancy clobber anyhow? Cheers.
Alana, are you there?
Have you found something, Doctor?
Nothing at all.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, the structure seems completely sound. Walls, ceiling and floor, unless the navvies repaired it before I got here.
Not done.
What building material are you using?
Printed concrete.
I know it looks like stone and wood and plaster, but...
No, I realised it wasn't that, but there's something unusual. I've come to the section that's still under construction. They're still digging the foundations.
Don't go in there. Come back.
Oh, it's all right. I'm not affected yet. I just want to take a soil sample.
Why?
Well, I'd like to get some idea of what sort of planet is out there underneath all that fuzz.
Doctor, I have another call to deal with.
I'm fine here.
It's probably nothing. Yes, Mr. Harris?
In the mines. Sleeping in. It's killed 9 already.
Harris? Doctor!
Hello? I didn't realise this planet had been terraformed.
Doctor, there's a static leak in the mines. I have to go.
Yes, go. I'll catch you up.
Monica didn't think I was serious at first.
How did you convince her?
I wrote her some poetry.
What? And that worked?
No, she thought I was mocking her even more. So I broke the heater panel in my room, got housekeeping to send her to fix it, told her I meant every word, and gave her a necklace.
Did she still have to fix the panel?
Well, yes. She asked if I could get her nice dresses, and I did. But she looked just as beautiful in her overalls.
Oh, I get it. You're the girl in Common People.
What? What does that mean?
Have fun slumming it with the poor and then go home when you've had enough.
No, I was serious. I offered to marry her.
Blimey.
We were on our way to see my father in his study. But when he heard we were coming, he told Loic to send the lift back down. My mother forbade Monica to come anywhere near me and sent her back below stairs. I haven't seen her since.
Well, that's pretty harsh. Who's your mum talking to?
I don't know. One of the estate staff.
Excuse me. There's a matter I need to attend to.
Now, that is unusual. She never usually lets anything drag her away from a social function.
Something big must have happened.
Was fast.
What's the situation?
It's leaking in at the edge of the mine, apparently.
What is?
Static.
And this has never happened before?
Never. Where are you going? You men, stop!
Your miners appear to have downed tools. I can't say I blame them.
No, they need to stay at their posts.
So they can die.
We must maintain order. It's the only way we'll keep the chaos at bay.
It's following us.
What?
The static. It's turned itself human-shaped. It's walking.
I don't believe
it. It's down there, in pit 3. Anyone it touches dies.
Pit 3, eh?
I warned Harris's protests were dangerous.
What protests?
The miners have been demanding a restructuring of their shifts, threatening to withhold labor if...
Alana, your mining comrade was right. There is something in that pit.
It can't be.
A something made of static. Fascinating.
Never mind fascinating. Help me pull up the ladder. We can't let it up here.
Mr. Horton!
My love, delightful as it is to be graced with your presence twice in one evening, I am under a great deal of pressure.
The mines! The static has broken into the mines!
I'm aware of that, dearest.
What are we to do?
Mark my words, Mrs. Horton, this is the result of disruptive elements. Impress that upon them in the strongest possible terms, and the chaos will abate.
But is it enough?
Oh, my dear, if you lose faith, what hope have the rest of us?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the very best thing you can do right now is go down to your guests and ensure everything remains normal.
Right. I think that creature's trying to climb up.
I think it's succeeding. Tell me, Alana, do you think it can walk through walls?
What?
I'm assuming it can't, because if it could pass through solid matter, it wouldn't need to climb. It could just sort of float up through the rock.
Why is this significant?
Because if it can't float through walls, we should be able to trap it.
Why do we want to trap it?
Because we currently have no idea what we're up against. I think we need to.
Well, I suppose so. What are you doing with that string?
Tying it around my sonic screwdriver. If I'm right about this creature, it hunts blind, looking for disturbances in the immediate environment. Place this in the corner of the service lift, the one with the cage door.
Yes, all right.
Now, come and stand with me by the lift. A few meters to the right should be far enough.
Can't we stand any further away than that?
I'm afraid not. That's a long string.
Here it comes. Oh, my.
It's all right, all right, all right. Stay calm. Now look, look. It's heading towards the lift.
Why?
Because the sonic screwdriver is bending sound waves and making it think we're in there. All right, then we pull the string. Quickly, help me pull the door across. Now, let's see if we can neutralize you.
Neutralize?
If I can make my screwdriver generate a counter signal to the static, I might be able to cancel it out.
You're making it worse. It
needs a little adjustment. Ah, there, there.
Leave here. Leave.
Oh, my. It can't be.
I recognize her, too. The face in all the portraits. Who is she?
Just static again.
Yes, but I think she's still under there, somewhere.
Her name is Grace Horton.
Ah, the first Mrs. Horton.
She and Mr. Horton were the first settlers on this planet. They came here together. The idea was to terraform it and make it habitable for everyone who followed.
What went wrong?
Nothing at first. They sent back word that it was suitable for greater colonization. But then the planet reacted to their presence here and became hostile. By the time the second wave arrived, the planet was swamped in static.
Presumably this happened a very long time ago, and yet the face we just saw looks exactly like the Mrs. Horton in the portraits.
I noticed that, yes.
Upstairs, I think.
Which floor, Miss Kelly?
Third, please, Lemmick.
Very good.
So where is Mr. Horton? I haven't met him.
He never leaves his study.
Doesn't take any visitors except Mrs. Horton these days.
Does he sleep up there?
I assume so. I only speak to him over radio.
What does he do?
He plans the house. The static killed his wife. The house is how he intends to conquer it.
By spreading over the entire landmass of this planet. I need to see him.
We won't be allowed.
I'm not interested in what's allowed. I need to see him.
Haven't we already had dessert?
Oh, we have three dessert courses.
Blimey neck. Do you eat this much every night?
No, no. Only about twice a week. On a normal night, we only have four or five courses and maybe some cheese.
Oh, I'd be the size of a whale if I lived here.
But you do live here now.
Ah, good point. Mm. Oh, this is good.
Mrs. Horton?
Who's that?
Oh, that's a doctor. What's he up to?
Doctor! Miss Kelly! We are in the middle of dinner.
No, you're not. You're eating pudding.
Doctor, I think you...
I need to see your husband.
Mr. Horton doesn't see anyone.
Yeah, so I'm told.
And certainly not lower orders who interrupt dinner.
Then why don't you tell him that a creature made of static has broken into the mines and killed eight people? And that underneath the static was the face of your husband's first wife.
I have informed Mr. Horton of the disturbance. He is terribly busy and will not appreciate further distractions.
Well, he's going to get further distractions. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Doctor, I don't think we should raise this.
Why not?
Because lack of order is responsible for these deaths, don't you see? The chaos gets in when order is defied, and you are defying it right now. So, if you will excuse me, sir, I am trying to eat my cheesecake.
Your friend's walking off. There's no arguing with Mama.
He's well cheesed. Sorry, I've got to go talk to him.
Ah, Lucy, how's pudding?
What's going on?
Did you not hear my conversation with Mrs. Horton?
Everyone heard your conversation with Mrs. Horton. Are you all right?
I am. Thank you for your concern. But people have died, and I'm worried they won't be the last.
You want to see this Mr. Horton character, yeah?
Yes. You see, I took a soil sample earlier.
Of course you did.
And my analysis shows it's been terraformed. In fact, it's still being terraformed. It's a continual process.
Which means...
Terraforming is a process by...
I know what terraforming is. I'm asking you why you're telling me this now.
Horton and his first wife came here to terraform this planet. The process should have been completed long ago, but the terraformer is still running.
Isn't the whole point of terraforming to turn the planet into somewhere people can live safely? So it hasn't worked, has it?
Exactly. I wonder if the planet is reacting badly to the process.
And you think Horton has control of it?
He seems to be in charge of everything else.
I've just been talking to his son, Berrigan. Well, I say talking, more like I've been eating while he tells me about this girl his mum won't let him marry.
Oh, who's...
How dare you!
Are you talking to me or him?
Him! He embarrassed Mother in front of everyone!
Miss Horton, I did nothing of the sort.
But nothing? It could have only been worse if you'd named that dead engineer.
Who, Monica?
Monica? What, Berrigan's girlfriend, Monica?
Yes.
He doesn't know she's dead.
Precisely, Mama forbade anyone to tell him.
How did she die?
The chaos got her.
Yes, and that was why the marriage could not go ahead. The chaos preys on those of us who do not observe order. But Berrigan is not to know.
Right. Look, I should get back to First Pudding.
And I need to deal with this creature downstairs. Excuse me.
Wait! I'm not done with you yet!
Berrigan.
Lucy, I saved you some trifle.
Thanks. Look, is there somewhere we can go to, you know, talk?
Oh, Lucy, I'm very flattered, but it's really too soon.
No, not for that, you pillock. There's something you need to know.
We could go to the library.
Don't you think there are things I would like to do? Things that are not permissible?
Rather?
Yes, of course.
Such as?
Well, they're irrelevant, but the point is, I'm not selfish enough to do them anyway and put people at risk, unlike my brother.
You really believe people could die, don't you?
Of course.
Oh, it's you, sir. Thank heavens.
You should be at your post, Loic, and do not address this man as sir.
What's the matter?
A creature from the picture.
Run, Francis.
I'm so sorry, Berrigan.
I can't believe it. But how? How did it happen?
Well, the doctor's trying to work that out. Maybe no one knew.
Your mother knew. She kept this from me deliberately.
Berrigan, I know this is really raw for you, but the doctor wants to get some answers about what's happening here, and you could help. Look, I mean, I can't make you, but...
Oh, no. Count me in.
You sure?
Absolutely. I can't think of anything I'd rather do right now.
This is your fault!
Oh, good. Blame me instead of focusing on getting away from that thing.
The way it's catching up! How is it even walking?
I'll see if I can hold it off.
What are you doing?
Something that worked before.
Leave.
Oh, my goodness!
It's not dangerous while I'm holding it in the Sonic's field. But when we turn and run, we'll only have a few seconds before the static comes back.
When are we going to turn and run?
Well, you go, I'll hold it.
Are you sure?
Go! I don't think you are the real Grace Horton. I think you are just a memory of what happened to her.
I... Darius.
What about him? You can tell me, come on.
Darius doesn't want you to know.
Berrigan has just told me the wonderful news.
Oh, I'm glad you're pleased.
She's delighted.
Oh, she's a splendid girl. Exactly what you need.
But what of Papa?
Oh, do we have to get his permission as well?
Of course, but it will be a formality. You go up there and I will inform Alana and start preparations for the wedding.
I told you. Delighted.
Let's go.
Francis!
Where's the creature?
Following any moment. It's reverting. It told me something rather interesting in the meantime, though.
Can it wait, Doctor? The door is locked. It was open a moment ago.
Let me try.
I have access permissions throughout the house.
That's odd. The lock is open, but the doors won't budge.
This is absurd! Mama!
What is it now, Francis?
That man, the Doctor, and I are trapped in the North Tower with one of those static creatures.
Oh, I'm afraid I've ordered that tower sealed off to contain the threat.
Mama, it will kill me! Let me out!
Sorry, my dear.
Mama, open this door!
I blame you almost as much as I blame Berrigan for how things are breaking down.
Me?
It's clear to everyone why you failed to marry.
Can we do family grievances another time?
Mama, I have never acted improperly.
Maybe not in public, no. But we all know about you and the Collinsons, girl.
Mama!
And the others. I'm sorry, Francis.
I can't believe it!
It's coming for us.
Where's Loic?
Now we can manage to press some buttons ourselves.
Can we?
How long since you've seen your dad?
It was a birthday, but I can't remember which one. 13th or 14th?
How old are you now?
22.
Wow. Well, how do you feel about seeing him again?
I don't feel anything.
I'm sorry. I mean, you've only just found out your girlfriend's dead. Maybe this isn't the right time, you know?
No, no. It's exactly the right time.
Ah, Berrigan, you've grown.
It has been 8 or possibly 9 years, Papa.
How time flies. And you must be Miss Lucy Miller?
That's me.
I gather you wish to ask for my permission to marry.
Not just yet.
Papa, things are not right in the house.
Oh, I'm keenly aware. The collapse of the South Wing, for one.
And also, something is getting in. It killed his fiancée.
I thought you were his fiancée.
His other fiancée.
Her name was Monica.
Oh, yes. Such a dreary name.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, have a care, child. Respect for betters is the foundation of this house.
She was an engineer.
She sounds like one.
Look, you can have this argument in a minute. We know you're running a terraforming device.
And?
And you need to turn it off. The Doctor thinks that's what's making this planet hostile.
Oh, no, no, the terraformer is essential. We will rebuild, restore order, and the creatures will stop appearing.
You know they have your wife's face.
Grace?
Yeah. Is she definitely dead?
What sort of question is that?
I mean, did you see her die?
Oh, I'm not prepared to dignify that with a response.
Oh, you will.
How dare you point that thing at me?
Berrigan, what is that?
A laser cutter. It was Monica's. It's the only thing of hers I have. I carry it always.
And it's dangerous, right?
It could cut Papa's head clean open from here.
Is this how you react to my seclusion? I busy myself day after day trying to secure a future for you all, and meanwhile, you cavort with a grease spot from below stairs.
Don't you dare!
Berrigan, no!
We can't let him...
Oh, Doctor, we can't go on running!
Are any of these exterior walls?
What? No.
So where did this creature get in?
I don't care.
Francis, don't you see? If we know where it got in, we might be able to work out how to send it back there.
They're not breaking in through the walls. They could break in anywhere. Any room, any...
Any room?
Yes, that's what I said. Any room.
What does every single room in the house have in it?
A portrait of Grace.
Loic said from the picture. Maybe he didn't just mean the woman from the picture. Maybe the creature actually came out of the picture.
That seems... Fine, I'll go with it.
Where's the nearest one?
Over there.
Right, okay, get behind me, Francis. This might not work.
What might not work?
Now, if these pictures are doorways, the sonic screwdriver should be able to open them.
And if they're not doorways?
Then I'll have about 4 seconds to think of something else.
Oh. Did it work?
You can see it worked.
I've got my eyes closed.
Well, it worked.
Oh.
Yeah, hello?
Doctor, it's Alana. Your friend Lucy wants to talk to you.
Okay.
I'll put you through.
I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, likewise.
Lucy, hello?
Doctor, oh, great. So the good news is we got up to Horton's study.
Right.
The bad news is Berrigan blew his head off with a laser and it turns out Horton's a robot.
Spot from below stairs. Spot.
Oh.
Yeah. What do we do now?
He can't always have been a robot. He must have been human once.
Who?
Your father.
A robot?
I realise this is a lot to take in.
That's what I reckon. He's been hiding up here so people don't find out he's a robot. But if Francis and Berrigan are really his kids...
Exactly. Where is the man who fathered them?
Well, maybe he's dead.
Like I said, the terraformer is still running and it must be keyed to a living being. It couldn't be a robot, so...
But please stop saying robot!
Wait. The building materials they were using for the house. I knew there was something unusual about them.
How do you mean?
It was an artificial compound, but not plastic or stone-based. More like bone
and tooth enamel.
What on earth?
Cloned human DNA. Francis, the entire house is made out of your father.
What?
Seriously, though? The whole house from one person?
I told you, cloned. One person's essence, artificially replicated hundreds of thousands of times over.
Mr. Horton, I really must intrude.
Hello, Mother.
Peregrine, what have you done?
I shot Papa, but it transpires he was a robot anyway.
What? No, no, he's not a robot. I can testify that he's not a robot.
He wasn't a robot.
Mama, I'm so sorry.
He's gone. He's really gone.
No, I'm still there.
Darius.
I just wanted to see your reaction.
What happened to you?
My guess is his body was dying. The house was made of his DNA and he changed into a form that could occupy it.
And he left the robot in his place so nobody would know. No wonder he never leaves his study.
Well, I leave my study all the time. I watch it constantly.
Then you knew about Monica all along?
Of course, and I always intended to put a stop to it. Berrigan, you will inherit this house one day, but the house is me. Did you really think I'd let her inherit it?
Papa!
Have a care, Berrigan, or you will inherit nothing.
Of course. I'm sorry.
Darius, I spoke to the ghost of your wife.
They're just creatures. They know nothing.
The static isn't a reaction to the terraformer. It's being made by the terraformer.
Why?
Because your father has something to hide.
Cease speaking, Doctor. I can kill you now.
Can you? How? The way you killed those miners and Monica.
Doctor, what are you saying?
The doctor's right. Darius is the house, and he let in the creatures on purpose.
No. The walls broke down because order broke down.
A system of order you decided on, that keeps you on top, and now anyone who goes against it is dying.
But you can only let the chaos in, can't you? You can't control it once it gets in here.
Order must be observed.
You killed Monica.
Bedigan, while you are under my roof, you will do as instructed. You cannot go against me.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Wait, no, you can't give up.
I just blew his head off and he isn't dead. We can't fight him.
Doctor, what is his secret?
You don't believe him.
I do. God help me, I do.
Eventually.
If you do not tell me, I shall imagine the worst. Just tell me.
Oh, my. Mama, come away from Grace's picture.
Blimey, static's bursting through it. Berrigan, the lift.
Darius, please, just be honest with me.
I'm sorry.
Mama, come with us.
And she's gone! Come on, let's go!
Doctor, what did Papa do?
If I say it out loud, he'll hear us and kill us.
What?
The terraformer is responding to your father's needs. It's producing the static because he wants to cover the truth. Maybe even cover the whole world he created.
But it's killing people.
A manifestation of his guilt, but he's turned it into a convenient way to guard against his secret being discovered and maintain his version of order. This world is playing out the battle in his subconscious, the secret, his guilt, the knowledge of his own hypocrisy.
I can't believe this. How do we stop it?
Turn off the terraformer. Ah, Alana, any luck finding that terraformer?
I've studied the building plans. I can't see it anywhere.
When Papa realizes what we're doing, might he not kill us to protect his secret?
Quite possibly, but how far will he go? Will he kill everybody to protect his secret? This colony is his legacy. Would he really leave it uninhabited?
I know one person he definitely wouldn't kill. Where are you going?
Back to dinner.
Oh, you can't be serious.
What else can we do? We can't stand up to him.
You were ready to kill him a few minutes ago.
I don't know what I was thinking.
He mentions the inheritance and you're right back on side. You're a worm, Berrigan.
I don't care what you think of me.
There he is.
This seems very risky.
I agree, but we have to find that terraformer.
Leave me out of this.
No, brother dear. You're going to listen to the doctor.
Why?
Berrigan, your father killed his first wife.
No.
The terraformer was meant to create a perfect world for them both, but their ideas of a perfect world were different. They quarrelled, and the conflict infected the landscape, and it killed Grace.
Then It wasn't murder.
No, but your father was responsible, and he knows it, and he feels the guilt. That's why the planet is swamped in static.
What am I supposed to feel about that?
Nothing. It only matters that you know. Because everyone who knows is killed.
You want to kill me?
Oh, no. Darius, your only male heir, knows. Your secret is getting out. Give this up.
Papa, this isn't my fault. I don't believe it.
What do you say, Darius? You can't control your own guilt. It'll destroy everything. Show us the way to the terraformer, and we will stop this.
Doctor, the lift!
Right, everyone inside. Are we all okay?
Yes.
Yeah. You used me as bait, sir.
Well, if you'd stepped up sooner, he wouldn't have had to.
Pipe down, Berrigan. You've always been the favoured child all your life. Occasionally, there's a downside.
Which way now?
I think we follow the lights. Darius is showing us the way.
Do I have to come?
Yes, of course. You are our insurance.
I've lived here all my life, and I don't even remember going down this corridor before.
It's quite possible it wasn't here before. The building is made from living tissue. Perhaps the walls shifted to keep it secure.
Oh, I don't know if I want to inherit this house. But there's an open door down there.
Yes, that's it.
They're coming back.
Doctor, dispatch those creatures with your device.
I can't. There's no portrait. The portraits are the gateways.
Well, then let's find one. There must be one back that way. Whoa. More of them.
Oh, dear Lord. What do we do?
Maintain order.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Francis. Don't you get it? All that kowtowing to your betters, it's all...
No, I'm not saying that. None of us really believes it, deep down, but there are five of us and we all know our role. The doctor has the plan, Alana has the know-how, Lucy has the energy, Berrigan is protecting us, and I'm... Well, I'm thinking of this idea.
Francis, this is ridiculous.
She might be right. The static obeys the rules Darius set down. It demands order. Perhaps we can find our own system, our own order.
I have no other suggestion to make.
Oh, we need titles. Alana, you're the manager. Francis, you're the strategist. Berrigan, you're the anchorman. Lucy, you're the coach.
What are you?
I'm the doctor. Focus on your role.
It won't work. It won't work.
Not if you don't believe it.
Focus, everyone, and step forward.
Oh, it's working! The creatures are stepping aside!
Oh, my. Are we alive?
You bet.
I told you it would work.
Alana, help me with the terraformer.
Oh, I've never operated anything like it before.
You're bright, you'll pick it up. Flip the yellow switches there, the three yellow switches.
Yellow switches.
And now I need you to power down the core. Can you see how to do that?
Yes. What are we doing?
Well, I'm removing the DNA key at the core.
Does that mean it will reset itself?
With any luck.
Have you done?
Yes, I didn't anticipate.
Where is the house?
Pulling Darius's DNA out of the terraformer has had the effect of removing all trace of it from the planet, I think. Since the entire house is made from it.
Then Father's dead.
Sorry, Francis.
No, I think we lost him a while ago.
Are you saying you've destroyed our home?
He has also got rid of the deadly chaos that threatened our every waking moment. Berrigan, have some gratitude.
It's incredible. The sky. The air.
A chance to start again.
I don't want to start again.
Oh, stop whining, you brat. You thought you were being so rebellious with your below-stairs girlfriend. But you didn't want to change things. You just wanted to have your cake and eat it.
No. No, I...
Oh, he'll realise this had to happen.
I hope so.
No skin off your nose if you don't.
Goodness. All these people.
Yes, you'll have to work out how you're going to live now. But the planet looks habitable enough. I can think of worse places to make a fresh start. Hmm. Right then, I wonder where the TARDIS is.
I have no idea.
Aren't you going to stay?
The doctor doesn't hang around anywhere.
I meant you, Lucy.
No. Sorry.
Well, it's a nice day for a turn around the grounds. Take my arm, Miss Miller.
You take my arm. Goodbye, Francis.
Thank you.
You've set the TARDIS for random coordinates again.
Entirely random. The chance spin of the destination monitor.
Oh. Because I was kind of hoping we could go somewhere, you know, normal.
Normal?
Just for a change, you know. We've landed in 10 weirdo space places on the trot. I fancy somewhere normal.
I don't do normal.
You're telling me? Look, I was just saying, maybe...
The TARDIS has stopped.
Yeah, so?
Not landed, stopped.
Doctor, is something wrong?
Oh, I get it. Abort the landing, would you?
Eh?
Not you. You!
Oh, the TARDIS.
Scared of where we're headed to, wherever that is. Well, I'm not. I'm the master of this ship, and I will not be denied. So land. Land!
I could try being nice to it. Her. It. Whatever.
I will give you the count of three. And then I'll tear out your automatic control, I will switch to manual, and I will override you. Right. Three.
Doctor, it's just the TARDIS playing up. You need to cool it.
Well, there. Automatic control gone. Switching to manual.
Doctor!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The House on the Edge of Chaos by Eddie Robson. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Lucy Miller, Sheridan Smith. Evangeline Horton, Carla Mendonca. Darius Horton, Rupert Van Sittert. Alana Kelly, Alicia Ambrose Bailey. Francis Horton, Emily Woodward. And Berrigan Horton, Joe Jameson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Alan Barnes, producer Scott Hancock, director Nicholas Briggs, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.